It's been a busy day in California politics as the recall election campaign began in earnest. In Los Angeles, Governor Gray Davis denounced the effort to remove him from office, calling it an insult. Arnold Schwarzenegger spoke at an event in New York City. And in Sacramento, Secretary of State Kevin Shelley unveiled the system by which nearly 200 potential candidates will be listed on the ballot. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has been following the developments, and he has this report.
Just when you thought that the California recall election story couldn't get more complicated, today it did. Secretary of State Kevin Shelley has yet to certify exactly how many candidates will be competing to replace Governor Davis if he is recalled. That announcement is expected on Wednesday. But Shelley says the number could be close to 200.
195 candidates have filed papers to run in this election. As of this morning, 96 candidates have qualified to appear on the ballot. The paperwork of 99 candidates is still under review.
State election officials then held the most closely watched lottery of the week. Rotating a small barrel full of little canisters, each containing one letter, they randomly chose the order in which candidates will be listed on the ballot.
The letter R.
The first letter chosen was R, meaning that candidates with the last names beginning with R start at the top of the ballot. And in order to make sure that no candidate gets an advantage, the order is switched for every one of California's 80 assembly districts. That means that in Assembly District 1, the ballot will be topped by James David Laughing Horse Robinson, a Democrat from Kern County, assuming he is certified. Attorney Fred Wucher, an election law expert, foresees problems, among them the voting machines. Some counties are dragging out old punch card voting systems that are incapable of listing so many candidates' names on a single ballot card.
If you remember what happened in Florida, where they had the butterfly ballot, that was done in an effort to try and squeeze all of the names for the presidential race on a single page where people would be voting, so they wouldn't get confused if they had to turn from one page to another. We may have ballots here in which voters are going to have to go through 12 or 13 pages.
As state and county officials wrestled with the mechanics of the recall election, the candidates began their campaigns. Schwarzenegger was in New York promoting an after-school program he has championed, and in keeping with his apparent strategy of avoiding the political media, he took no questions from reporters. Governor Davis, meanwhile, was in Los Angeles, appearing at the Museum of Tolerance at the Simon Wiesenthal Center. His apparent strategy is to remind voters that he's already governor, trying to lead the state above the recall frenzy. Davis says the recall effort is a waste of money and an insult to the 8 million people who voted in the November election.
I may be old-fashioned, but I come from the school where once an election is cast and someone is chosen to be the leader, everyone gets behind that leader and does the people's business for the next 4 years.
Elsewhere in the state, millionaire businessman Bill Simon, who lost to Davis in November, was in the Republican stronghold of San Diego, where he was critical of Schwarzenegger's refusal to answer specific questions about California's problems.
I think Arnold brings great attention to this race. And after all, what this is all about is the people of California. The people are rising up. They're fed up. And with Arnold in the race, obviously all of you are very interested in what's going on. And that's great, because we will have a very healthy debate on the issues. I mean, I hope we have a healthy debate on the issues, because I am willing to start debating tomorrow morning. And I think the other candidates should agree formally to debates.
Simon's main competitor for conservative voters is State Senator Tom McClintock, who this weekend was endorsed by a group representing conservative voters, the California Republican Assembly, not a single member of which voted for Schwarzenegger or Simon. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.